Australian Health Authorities tracking the Omicron variant are keeping an eye on whether it's as severe as previous, well, as Delta, essentially. We always enjoy talking to Professor Lawrence Young, virologist at the Warwick Medical School at the University of Warwick. We're going to meet him one day and have a Fuller's London Pride.
Oh, beauty.
Professor, good morning to you, Melbourne time. What are you thinking about Omicron?
Well, it's a bit of a worry because it's spreading really fast across Europe now. It's looks like it's more transmissible than Delta, more infectious. We're seeing super spreader events too in the UK, Norway and Denmark. There's community spread, so it's out there infecting people at quite a high rate, and it's a cause for some concern.
Could it become the dominant variant? So in other words, sort of, you know, put Delta out into the backyard and become the major form.
Yeah, I mean, it could be the way it's going, and certainly in South Africa, it's certainly outstripped any of the previous waves of infection they've seen. And has really become dominant. So it looks like this is going to, in short time, actually take over from Delta.
What about its severity? There is some sort of, it's been mooted. We actually spoke with Angelique Kurtze, the woman in South Africa who discovered the variant. She was suggesting that it doesn't appear to be as severe.
No, it's still early days, and this is the frustration. We still need to wait to see what's happening. It's quite clear that people can get reinfected after they've had a previous infection with other variants, and indeed that immune protection isn't as good from vaccines for some people. But it's all about mild disease. In fact, if you look look at the hospitalizations going on in South Africa at the moment, they have increased, but a lot of these people are not getting really poorly. They're not staying in hospital for too long. They're not having to go on ventilation. So compared to the previous wave there, the intensive care occupancy is much lower. So this all suggests, although it's only suggestive, is that this is a much, much more mild disease with this variant. But we have to wait to see to get more data, really.
Are we right in thinking that you have 413 cases of Omicron in the UK, but none of them are in hospital?
That's right. So it's about 437. But it's the tip of the iceberg. There'll be at least three or four times that, I'm pretty sure, actually. I mean, the thing is this, you know, even if this Omicron turns out to be milder, we're not going to make it disappear. And it will spread and fast. And it will also make some people sick. And even if the proportion of people who are sick is small, if you've got a lot of people infected, then that is a problem for hospitals. And that's the issue, I think. Just keeping an eye on this, being absolutely sure what vaccines do. We're obviously boosting people like crazy in the UK at the moment to give them that third jab. And the hope is, and the anticipation is from all the data, that being fully vaccinated will protect from severe disease.
So, Professor, you're obviously, well, getting into the middle of winter. Is there concern about what, the fact that you're going to be locked up, you're going to be indoors, and this spreads more readily?
Yeah, I mean, that's the big concern. So there are only two ways to control infection. Obviously, vaccination is important, but you can't just rely on vaccination. So encouraging people to wear face coverings, particularly in crowded indoor spaces, or best of all, actually avoid crowded indoor spaces where ventilation is poor. Yeah, you're absolutely right. The big problem is it's winter. We've got other infections as well as COVID, and it's putting a lot of pressure on our healthcare systems across Europe as it is, but add Omicron into the equation, and it's really worrying.
Now, Professor, we don't know you all that well, but in 4.5 hours, the first ball of the Ashes is bowled. Is that of any interest to Professor Lawrence Young?
Only a little. I'm not a great cricket fan, but I do keep an eye on sports. I certainly keep an eye on sports when we're playing you guys. Anything to do with Australia, I like to keep an eye on that for sure.
Professor, we yet again repeat that we are going to knock on your front door at the University of Warwick one day, and we will knock with our elbows because we'll be carrying a lot of Fuller's London pride.
You know, I look forward to that day.
Oh, yeah.
Professor Lawrence Young, virologist. Having said that, I've got no idea where the University of Warwick is.
Warwick?
Warwickshire. Thanks for that, Scorch. Now I know. Is that up, down, or across? Middle, is it?
Oh, beautiful.
Birmingham.
Birmingham.
The Chancellor is this guy.
Oh, look at that! A kipper!
Warwick. Oh, yes, of course.